This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Malab Keen, everyone. This is Deese, the host of The Social Hour, inviting you to come join me every Sunday at the Riddler Piano Bar for the Social Hour Comedy Showcase. We bring comics from all over America to entertain you every single Sunday in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can find the show at 718 West Riverside Avenue every single Sunday at 8 p.m. So after you praise the Lord like I do all Sunday, didn't get struck by lightning? Great. Come on down and join us every single Sunday, guys. And for more information, go to socialhourpod.com and check out The Social Hour every single Wednesday from Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I've produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
We're just talking about the different animals we want to bang. This is terrible.
Jesus.
I'd say want to. Like, I don't beat off to it often.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from the Riddler Piano Bar in Spokane, Washington. This is the Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Michael Glatzmeyer, with Jay Mitz on the news, and producer Trez Swartout. And now your host. He's not gay, but he has seen Wicked twice. Deese Casillas.
Thanks for coming out, guys. We appreciate you coming out to the Social Hour Live at the Riddler. Give it up for the Riddler for having this, guys. Thank you very much. Everyone for coming out. I'm your host, Deese Casillas, producer Travis Swartout, Jay Mitz on the news down there, and our guest, Michael Glatzmeyer. Give it up to everyone, guys. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys got Chuck E. Cheese to do the intro for this show.
Holy
That's
shit.
So glad. So happy.
Where's Drew? Drew is a Mormon, guys. It's actually, speaking of crazy religions, I thought about this today. Do you guys realize that Tom Cruise is currently older than Wilford Brimley was when he starred in Cocoon? Like, have you seen that guy? Like, he's on motorcycles and shit, and Wilford Brimley looked like he was on the edge of death in 85. Tom Cruise is defying life every single goddamn day. What, I believe in Scientology now, just be looking at him. Like, all you need is a motorcycle and Zetans or whatever the fuck they have.
Zetans?
What are they have? Thetans, that's what it is.
Oh, Thetans.
Also, Tom Cruise, I feel like he works into every movie he does that he has to have a motorcycle in his contract. He's like, I'm going to ride a motorcycles movie. It's like, set in the Old West. Yeah, I'm going to ride a fucking motorcycle. He's like all, if it's motorcycle or nothing for Tom Cruise. Like, he does movies in the future and he still happens to have a motorcycle, like Minority Report. Like, you're a 2300. Yeah, but I'm going to have a Suzuki Softail. So, you know, fuck yourself. But yeah, so he looks great, right? Tom Cruise is like doing fucking flips and shit. Do you think Wilford Brimley in 85 could have flown a fucking helicopter? Are you doing flips off the back of the Empire State Building and shit, like wearing one of those fucking squirrel suits? Fucking, like, no, hell no. I just got diabetes. I don't even know he's still alive now. Is he still alive?
Deez, can I ask you a question for the millennials? Who is Wilford Brimley?
I was just thinking.
I just
thinking
don't know who is that.
Yeah, thank you.
He that also still loves, explains nothing.
Wait, are you saying he's the guy that does the diabetes commercials?
Yeah. He also did the Quaker. He also did the Quaker Oats commercials for a long time.
I didn't own
time.
A TV growing up.
Hold on. The white bearded bald man who's like, "Do you have diabetes?"
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is not older than that man.
No, Tom Cruise is currently older than he is when he did the movie Cocoon in 1985. And in that movie, he looked like he was on the verge of death already. So, like, Tom Cruise is defying. It's fucking amazing. The guy, it blows my mind. Anyway, guys, so we're going to talk about weird shit like that and other things tonight. Thanks for coming out, though, guys. It's going to be a fun night. This is a show we do once a week, as you can find on socialhourpod.com, and we do some live shows around the area. We are going to ask for some audience participation, so be ready for that. We're going to need some suggestions. Can you guys help us out with that in a bit? Yeah, perfect. I love that about you guys. First of all, a couple things I want to talk about. It's been a crazy couple weeks. Michael and I were actually on the road together.
Scary. So scary driving with Pete. God, if you ever get the chance of driving with Deez, you fucking take over the wheel and don't let Deez drive. I don't have my driver's license, and I felt more comfortable with me driving. It was so scary.
Really?
To be fair, I don't start drinking till noon. Yeah.
But you started driving at 2.
Yeah, so when he's driving by 2 to 3 o'clock, he's already had 12 six-packs.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Just a dog. You ever seen him for drink?
I was excited.
Pepper. That's right, Pepper. What's up, Pepper? Hi. Yeah, hi. This is going to be the best part of the show where I just talk to dogs. Like Caesar Milan. I'll show you how to fix your dog. Yeah, it was a crazy couple weeks on the road. We were all over Montana, Idaho, and Washington.
I won money.
Michael won money. Michael became addicted to gambling. We had to wean him off of gambling.
I put $5 in the machine. I won $200. I left with negative $2.10.
$2.10.
$2.10. $2.10. I left with military time. No, I still left with money. I should have left with $200, and I left with like $120.
Yeah, I had to like pry him away from it. I like had to like unplug the machine.
I'm like, no, Deez, I'm gonna win more. Trust me.
Yeah,
I'll buy us all food after this.
We had another young comic on the road with us, teaching the ropes, and it was a good time. It was a little crazy. We had some adventures. We got pretty drunk. The road is always good. What was your favorite part of that? That trip, besides the $200 you lost.
God, does not give me. So we went floating. We went floating. And when we stopped at the rock point, Sophie, the other comic that was traveling with us, she was scared to jump off this cliff into the water. And Deez's friend grabbed her, swung her over his shoulders, and just jumped off the cliff with her on her shoulder.
No!
Yeah.
And her face was like, oh shit!
How high was the cliff?
Pretty about 80 feet.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Pretty high. It was like tandem cliff jumping is not a good idea.
It was like less than 30 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, is that too high?
For tandem.
For tandem.
Actually, my favorite part was you getting heckled.
The
one where Sophie came up afterwards and was like,
"Oh yeah,
oh man, hopefully these douchebags shut up right before my set."
So this comic Sophie's about like 3 feet tall and like 12 pounds. She looks like she's she looks like she's an extra for Sailor Moon, right?
It's pretty good.
Like she, after my set, she wanted to talk shit to these like four hit guys and Hamilton, Montana.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were already done. They were done right. Like, for 15 minutes. Yeah. And she decided to bring it back up.
Yeah, she was a little drunk. She's like, listen, motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
I'll take you outside. You're like, all right, settle down there, kid. It's going to be okay.
How did that pan out?
They left.
Yeah.
So then, she won?
Yeah, she, I think she beat them, technically.
She won. Yeah, and then Sophie went missing for a little bit. I'm pretty sure she was outside fighting all three of them.
Yeah.
She was outside. She couldn't, like, she had to, like, grab a stool and, like, jump off of it to punch him in the face.
She's still on the run. She's just wandering from town to town now.
Yeah. Now she's renegade a professional on the run. Cage fighter since the tour.
Wow.
Yeah, she's doing pretty well off now that she quit comedy to become a professional fighter.
That's yeah. I think the worst part was coming back to real life after that. Like coming back here, and you're like, oh man, I gotta like maybe have a job now and stuff again. After like I work with in a sales job, despite making millions of dollars doing this.
Yeah, look at all of this.
So, and coming back to reality, you know. I fucking hate people, by not you people. You're all beautiful. But if you ever come to buy anything from me, I'll probably hate you. And you got to deal with these fucking people who have like no, I don't understand who these people are when they come shopping or what they think they're like. So I sell furniture, right? And these people call in and they start asking about like mattresses. I'm like, is it comfortable? I'm like, bitch, I don't know. Come lay on the fucking mattress. What do you want? She's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. It's subjective. Do you like anal? Some people don't. Like, you gotta like, it's up to the individual.
Can we
you
try
know?
Anal on the mattress? Right. Buy it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
She's like, if you want to do anal on this mattress, try it out.
Yeah,
if you enjoy it, you get a 50% discount.
Wow.
Because nobody else is going to fucking take the mattress after you're done.
This ain't.
Here, let us clean off the
right, it's fine, yeah. And, yeah. And then she wanted to know if it was firm, and I'm like, you talking about the anal of the mattress? Yeah, I don't know anymore. We lost this conversation. Yeah, people.
So you are far. A five-star salesman.
Oh God, no! I'm the worst because not only do I hate people, I also don't give a shit about my job at all.
Oh.
like not at all. I actively don't care about it.
Okay.
Like customer was describing something they wanted one day. They wanted this leather sofa, so I take them over kind of what they were looking for. I'm like this. Like, does this come in any other colors? And I go, it does not. What color were you looking for? And they're like, well. Like this color. I'm like, then what the fuck are we talking about? This is the color you want to look at the other colors you don't want?
Yeah,
the shit are you doing right now here?
But I like looking at other colors before I choose the color
Jesus
that I want.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a disaster.
We almost stopped. Me and Natasha almost stopped at your work the other day. We drove by
you
your work
come
and
see
saw
me,
your car out
because you
there.
Missed me.
Yeah.
You could have seen me actively hating customers.
where is it that you work again so that anyone in the audience
I work
can
at
you?
I work at the Arc.
Because used. All the mattresses okay. are used.
It's used furniture that used anal, anal definitely happened on.
Every mattress.
Not even the mattresses, just everything in the Arc anal has happened on.
Nobody in this room right now is ever going to buy a used couch, used bed, used anything.
Definitely don't.
Without thinking, huh, I wonder if this had anal.
You just got to assume.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk to our guests for a little bit real quick, guys. Let's get to know Michael. Michael has been doing comedy for a long time. I met him years ago at the Blue Door Theater doing improv. Michael, you were recording an album a while back called Mostly Improvised.
Yeah. I try to record another one.
It didn't work. The best part is when you just make shit up. You can just record anything, and it's just an album, right?
Yeah, I just it's an hour of just made up stuff shouted out by the audience. That's why the last CD didn't work out.
You should give them royalties. Like, how are they not getting a piece? Get their peaks wet on that. Hey, you shout shit, I'll record it and then sell it for my money.
Money, yeah. Oh, it was so weird. The last show I tried to record, I had somebody in the background that kept, I would be like, hey, what's something that you've seen at a family reunion? Screw me in my butt! Do it! And I kept shouting out shit. I was like, oh, well, I guess this is not going to become an album like I wanted it to anymore.
And then Michael never invited his mom to another show.
She also ruined the CD. Yeah, she did. Did you hear what happened?
No.
Oh, my mom. She had to be at work at 3 in the morning that night, but she still wanted to come to my show. Yeah. So she was like, hey, Michael,
I want to let you know I'm a little drunk right now because I decided to get really drunk so I could take a nap so I wasn't tired
for your show.
And I'm like, I have a good fucking mother right now. Some people's mothers just don't show up.
Some show up drunk.
Jesus.
Actually, it's funny. When we were in, when we did a show in Missoula, Montana, my family actually came to see me do comedy for the first time ever. And for those of you who don't know, my family is very religious. My brother's a pastor. I am not. It's awkward. And the best part about it, I mean, I've done comedy in their around them. Not near them, but like in the same town as them many times, and they've never come to see me. They just showed up, and I'm like, well, this is going to be fucking fine. and my sister's husband, she's like, hey, is this going to be weird for you? I'm like, I don't have any fucking feelings. I don't care about it. You guys be weird when you hear the shit I say about you, though.
Oh, it's weird for me.
It was weird. Well, the best part was before the show, I'm like, listen, guys, my family's here. It's going to be awkward. The good news is if you think I'm an asshole after my set, you know who to blame. They're right here. So just go talk to these people.
My favorite part is when you tell the joke about your brother being a pastor, and then your brother actually laughed. And I was like, does he know you just called said priest touch children? And he's like laughing. I'm like, oh, that's him agreeing.
To be fair, he's a pastor, not a priest.
Oh,
he's
priest,
not Catholic,
yeah.
He's not Catholic anymore.
Oh, that's
anymore.
Why he laughed.
Yeah. He's like, I used to touch kids. no, I remember those days. Think of them wistfully, fondly.
It was so good. I enjoyed it
so
much.
Yeah, it was a good time. So Michael's looking at, you're trying to record another album though, right?
Yeah, that one didn't work out, so I'm
gonna you guys can still buy it, though, the one that didn't work out.
Yeah, I might use some of the songs from it, but I'm going to try to record an album now where I record every show while I'm touring.
Nice.
And I'll take one or two songs from each show, you know, from Seattle, from Montana, from Idaho, Oregon, and I'll put a song from each place.
I like how you started off with cities and went to states. You're like
same thing, right?
You're like Spokane, Seattle, Idaho, Massachusetts, Saturn, green triangles.
Triangle, like, square. Blue. Like, blue. Well, I like this idea because I can put the best song on all the shows on this CD, and I'm like, oh man, this is really good.
Sure.
But not realize 90% of all those shows were shit.
Because only you only got only one good song out of an hour.
I just grabbed that
10%, and then you're gonna
what
make
a business,
an album.
What
out
a business
that.
Motto.
I'm just gonna call Michael Glatzmeyer the 10%.
I love that.
It's gonna be great.
Should be your second album, the 10%.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm working on the album in a book right now, which is fun.
The book?
Tell us about the book.
Yeah, it's so difficult because if you don't know me about the book, is I was in special ed growing up. I mean, I didn't like grow up in special ed, but I was in it, and that's what the book is about. And it's so funny because I suck at writing so badly, like everything is misspelled, poorly written,
right.
And I'm having like have to like have like 12, 15, 20 people read through it to be like, oh, this is wrong, but
They're like, crayon was an interesting choice, but yeah let's
crayon.
Go with
crayon.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's a good rough
there's
draft.
There's a lot of pizza stains on this paper, Michael.
Yeah, you just write it on the back of like pizza boxes.
Yeah, just
go from there.
That's how I'm like, I want my story to, that's how where I'm going to sell them to. I'm going to sell my book, and it's just going to be pizza boxes that you flip through, and it's going to be written down. No, it's I'm excited for it. It's been taking me way too long, but I think it'll be pretty good. It's going to put a comedy twist in it.
Yeah.
Like my favorite story in there, and I tell this joke on stage, but my favorite story in there, and everybody asks me like, "Oh, this can't be true." I'm like, "Oh no, this really happened." But I tell a story about how I asked this girl out on a date in high school, and her response to me was, "Aren't you retarded?"
Oh my God, are you serious?
And like, so I talked about it. I was like, so I had to think about it. Like, if I say no, then she might think I'm a liar. But if I say yes, then she's only going with me because she feels sorry for me.
But then she goes with you.
No,
so.
She didn't. She did, but I'll get to the point. I don't tell this part in the story, but so I said she, and then I say, but then it doesn't matter what I said because she already knew the answer. Because the last 5 minutes, I was staring off into space, wondering what I was going to say to her, and then I'm just like,
fair,
sort of,
like, sort of,
yeah, and So the true story is I went to the dance with her. I went to the dance with her, and then I left with a different chick. Because you don't want people talk shit like that to you.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it was
guys got a retarded game.
It was
right
a good
there.
Homecoming. It was good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How'd it go with the chick you brought home?
That was his mom. He was his mom. His mom picked him up.
It was my mom. My mom came. I was crying in the back of her car.
Was she drunk again? Beer goggles?
Oh, no, it was actually like the weirdest thing ever because it was me, this girl who was my friend's ex, and he also left with my ex. And we all went in this car
Swingers
and got
party.
Like whipped cream and like went to like a park.
I'm sorry, you bought whipped cream?
Yeah, we're in high school. Shut the fuck up. We're in this park and I'm back there doing the stuff you do with whipped cream and
like what?
And I see blue and red lights.
Oh,
and
no!
The cops never caught like all the stuff we were doing, but they come back and they see us in the back of this
just
car.
Covered in whipped cream.
Yeah. I just have a whipped cream stash around my mouth.
Are you whipped creaming this retarded kid? What are you doing right now?
I didn't even get laid or nothing. I just had a little bit of whipped cream off her, officer. And yeah, he's like, he didn't know what we were doing, but he's like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, oh, we're just sitting
we're
in the
a
back
cake
of
party.
This car. He's like, well, it's late at night. Maybe you guys should go home. And we're like, okay, officer. And we packed our cans of whipped cream, and we went and got our friends because our friends were
how many
were
cans
like,
of whipped cream were there?
Like enough for a body. No. And my friend, they didn't get caught because you know those tube slides.
He hit the tube slide.
Yeah, the tube.
What? Tell me, he was still like covered in whipped cream.
I had to go in there and have like knock on the tube. Like, hey man, we just got in trouble by an officer.
Oh my god!
You gotta get out of this tube slide, but I'm sure 9 kids peed down. Please.
And out, if you were out in the woods, like if covered in whipped cream, I'd be more concerned about like rabid fucking raccoons.
Yeah,
like,
raccoons attacking.
Like some weird fucking little paw on your dick. Like, what is that shit? What is that shit?
I would still go for
it. Yeah, you're creepy raccoon.
Yeah, a little paw on my dick. Man, have you seen how fast raccoons move their hand? The little raccoon with a little tiny hand. Like,
are you talking about being jacked up by a raccoon?
God, man.
Have you seen their fucking claws?
God, fuck, I don't care.
You're into some shit.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Then you don't know what's whipped cream and what's not. You're like, it's just...
Whipped cream, raccoon, who knows? Yeah.
God, I'm so glad you have a... on your podcast now, me getting a hand job by a raccoon. That would be so great.
That really works in with our new intro.
It's not the worst thing that's happened, that's for sure.
You are all welcome. The part where Dee said we're going to learn a little bit about Michael, I wish you guys all could take that back now.
Yeah, that's
all right. So I'm going to add that bit into my book now.
About getting jerked up
by a raccoon. Oh, my God.
Did you finish?
With the raccoon? No, the officer broke up me and the raccoon, too. He's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but you should probably stop and go home.
Yeah. You're going to regret this. This looks illegal for some reason.
It looks illegal.
I'm not sure what civil code this is, but
I think... Do condoms help with rabies? Is that...
Don't act like you don't know. Come on. Do condoms help? They don't. Oh, yeah. Well, good. All right. Yeah. Well, you know.
So I'm coming out with a book and a CD. You guys should all look up my Facebook and get it when it comes out. That'll be good.
What's the book going to be called?
I haven't come up with a name. Maybe a little tiny raccoon.
You should call it. I don't have a name yet.
I don't have it.
I didn't name this
just
book.
Just no name.
Yeah. Like
it's so weird because I was like writing names like I'm special, like me and special ed, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like that feels so weird. Just like having the title, like, oh, this book's about him being an idiot. Like that's like the first title.
You should call it that.
I know. I'd buy it.
I'm an idiot. You buy book, that? Yeah. Just have the book like. Dumb shit on the title. Yeah, that's
there's options.
We'll
workshop it.
Yeah.
We'll workshop it.
If you guys want to go vote, we'll be doing a poll later on my Facebook, and you guys can tell us what you want me
perfect.
To name it.
I like little tiny raccoon hands.
Yeah, it does. We already know that, James.
Whale sex.
That's like a secret title. Yeah, it's good. All right, well, yeah, go by the book. So, and you can find Michael performing all over. What are some of your upcoming dates?
Natasha keeps track of that.
Natasha, what are some of his upcoming dates? Oh, we'll find it later. It's fine. Go to Michael.
Be on a puppet
to
be announced. Show in Vancouver. Next
a puppy
weekend.
Show. All right, guys.
Yeah. Are you really going to be on a puppet show?
Yeah, we're going. Oh, well, I'm not supposed to call it a puppet show. He's a real lizard.
That's it's a real.
You're not
what?
Supposed to call him a puppet on the puppet show.
Oh,
David Liebhardt from Tim and Eric. I'm going to be opening up August 20th. If you've never seen David Liebhardt, such a weird guy. He has like puppets on stage. He sings into two microphones. He's just this really weird guy. And last time he came and did a show in Spokane, he made Natasha drive him around to churches so he could put song lyrics he wrote under the door of these churches.
What?
At 8 o'clock at night, David, Natasha, like, pulls over. Didn't he ask you to go out and put him under at first, or did he do it? Yeah, she made him. She's like, he's like, will you go put these under the church's door? She's like, get the fuck out of my car, David. No, but he's like going under and putting these envelopes of song lyrics he wrote under the church.
Did he have the puppets with him?
No, but that would be way better.
That would be so much better.
That would be way better. But that's such a weird thing that he asked that. And I guess show but he did before that, he stayed in town before this, and the people he stayed at, he was sleeping on the couch, and in the middle of the night, got up, knocked on the door, and said, hey, is it all right if you guys sleep on the couch and I sleep in your bed?
What? Are you serious?
Yes, I think it was like actually Patty at the baby bar.
Oh, really?
Are you sure? Yeah.
Jesus.
I gotta find out. I think that's who, but it was so funny. I'm like, he said, if you guys, please don't, I don't even care if you watch me there. Like, I just go there. You don't have to enjoy the show. Just talk to this guy. He let Natasha get a free photograph afterwards. He's like, hey, usually I charge $5 for these photographs, but because you drove me around to all these churches, I'll let you take one for free.
What?
I would have just taken one and been like, that was fucking free. Like, what? Yeah. You need to charge me now?
It was good. It was good. Yeah. Oh God. What a weird ass guy.
All right.
That's amazing.
All right, guys. Well, yeah. Go find Michael and all his share. We're gonna get into some other stuff here, though. This is where we need some audience participation. You guys, help us out here. Who can help us out? Okay. This guy's
gonna help us out.
He even stood for vacation.
We are gonna play a game we call Bitch Please. Okay. She likes it already, the lady back there. So this game is not a derogatory way, bitch please. But the way it's played is we have to be able to bitch about something that you couldn't be able to bitch about. So you ask us something, you name something that there's no way you could complain about, and we find a way to bitch about it. Because I do a lot of complaining on this show, okay,
guys? Do you have an example for the audience, Jace?
How do you complain about like a prime rib steak or something like that? Something good. Whatever you want. Something you think is great and no one can complain about. And we're going to find a way to complain about it.
Okay.
You guys got it?
Yeah.
Matt, what do you got for us?
Excellent customer service.
Well, first of all, I had to call in the first place.
Excellent customer. How do you bitch about excellent customer service? Because I know that guy secretly hates me. Because like I just said earlier, I fucking secretly hate everyone I give customer service to. I still do it because I get paid. But I know deep down inside that motherfucker wants to choke me out.
It's true.
That guy would love to murder me. He's not giving me excellent customer service. He's fucking me over somehow. Everyone is fucking. There's no such thing as excellent customer service. That guy is fucking. He's making his money somehow. I screw every customer over. I give you free delivery every time. You know what I do? I charge you motherfuckers. You know why? I don't give a shit. I don't even make money on the delivery, but fuck you. You're an asshole. I don't want to be at this job.
I agree. I see him over there. He's like nodding his head, acting like he's listening to me, but I know he's not listening to my story about the little raccoon hands. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I just want to tell you this. And he just keeps nodding his head.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Another thing. Excellent customer service can go too far. You ever get that one guy who wants to keep talking and be your best friend now? Like, next thing you know, you get a Facebook friend request from the guy you were trying to find a Winger CD at fucking Best Buy with. He's like, who the fuck?
fuck is this guy? I don't know you. We had a 3-minute conversation. He wants to keep talking. I'm like, dude, I got to get on with my life. You have to stay here. Like, you're paid to be here, motherfucker. I got to go. I got shit to do. Why am I? What, don't, I don't need your excellent customer service. Just point. Listen, kiosks are replacing people for a fucking reason, okay?
Oh,
we have
no.
Amazon and drones. I don't need your bitch ass customer service. Fuck that shit.
I agree, Word. Though, Deuce. I feel like good customer service is sociopaths. Like, Ted Bundy would have been the best waiter. He's so fucking charming. He would have convinced you to get that 2-for-1 entree. It's just they're dead behind the eyes.
Absolutely. Fuck excellent customer service. All right, who else has one for us? What's that? Say that again. That sounded really scary.
A full moon.
I'm going to go with full moon.
Okay.
Why is it a nightmare? How can I complain about why it's a
nightmare? First
of all,
fuck the full moon keeping me up at night with its shiny ass bright glow.
Also, we all know the moon isn't real. The government just put it up there to fuck with us.
That's true.
I hate full moons because when I have my shirt off, people think I'm a werewolf.
Yeah.
I'm just a hairy dude.
Yeah. You got to worry about that?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I'm reminded of the fact that I don't know who the first man on the moon was. My education was shit. Yeah. Who was it? Lance Armstrong is what I want to say. I don't think that's right.
I almost said that's correct.
Right? Was it a Lance? Was it a Lance?
He was the first man to ride a bike on the moon. But then he took too much drugs, and they're like, no more of that.
Yeah.
We all know
public
was,
education.
We all know Stanley Kubrick was the first man on the moon.
Oh.
Okay. Fine, all right. Yeah. full scary full moon. I don't know. I wasn't really sure what you were saying, okay. To be honest with you. all right, Matt, what do you?
An unsolicited
blowjob. First of all, thank you. I'm just trying to get a frosty. There's kids around. Like, now I'm a fucking felon. I got to register.
I'm sorry. I'm just maybe, trying to prove my excellent customer service.
Unsolicited blowjob. From who? That's scary. An unsolicited blowjob. That sounds like some fucking truck stop shit, like a fucking glory hole thing. Like, I just stick my dick and be like, I don't know. I'm rolling the dice, motherfucker. Shit's going to... I don't know what's coming back.
That's true. Because, like blowjobs, I feel like that would have been harder to argue. But unsolicited, Deese could be selling mattresses, and then, bam, he's getting his dick sucked. And it's like, who is it?
And I'm still charging him the delivery fee.
the dick move.
Literally. It's my dick move. Unsolicited, because you don't know where it's coming from. It's got. Listen, I feel like if someone is... Nope, there's no such thing as an unsolicited blowjob. No one has ever gotten their mouth around your dick and be like, I did not know what you were doing, sir. I didn't have to say sir. I could have said ma'am.
but I love
the
that
point
you
stands.
Went to sir.
The point stands.
Oh, wow.
The point stands. No one has gotten your dick and you're like, I was unsure what was going to happen. It's not unsolicited.
Have you ever?
I got a few blowjobs where I did not know what was going to happen.
Hey, Deez, have you ever had a physical?
Were you giving or getting?
What?
Were you giving or getting?
Both at the same time. Yeah. No,
I think that would be a surprising end to a physical.
It's worth my copay at least. I'd get more physicals. I'd be in great shape. Yeah, I'll take a blowjob unsolicited. Yeah, just a heads up. Just like, a little wink, nod. You know what it's going on.
A heads up?
Yeah, you guys know. Just,
The good old wink.
The one-eyed wink. All right. Anyone else got another one?
Hitting the lottery.
Dude,
fucking dumbass friends always want to borrow money and shit.
They made a whole TV show about this. About people who won the lottery. And all those fucking people within 6 months still didn't have any fucking teeth and also had no fucking money. That is just like, oh, cool. Now I have an annuity's worth of crystal meth.
You become so stupid when you get that amount of money that quick. Like, people are like, I'm going to get a boat and another boat and another boat and a boat
yeah.
for this guy.
Do you know people who are good with money fucking have money? They don't play the lottery. They're not gambling their last $3 on a pack of Pall Malls and a scratch-off ticket. they have money invested and they already make money. They don't need to like hopefully make $1 million. They have that shit. They're not, you're no one who won the lottery ever was a smart. First of all, okay, guys, I gotta tell you this. You play the lottery, I don't like you already. the lottery is a tax on the stupid, and our school system is still fucked because of it. Okay, I grew up in California, and they used to say that the lottery was going to be. They created the lottery in the early 80s because it was gonna all the money was going to the school system. Guess what? I grew up in the LA Unified School District. It's still a fucking nightmare. And there's a lot of goddamn people buying scratch-off tickets. So where the fuck is this money going? The government's not spending it well, and the people who are winning the money are still fucking sending their kids to public school. Okay? Other than that, I have no feelings on the matter.
That rampage.
I've never played the lottery. I'm afraid.
I have not either.
Like, my gambling addiction in Montana. Like if I play the lottery, like I just by the end of the month I'll just be sleeping on a mattress made out of like lottery tickets because like I would have sold my mattress for more lottery tickets.
The one we did anal on before.
The one we did anal on. Nobody else has to know about that.
All right. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Feel free.
What's that? Humanitarians. Humanitarians are like people who do CrossFit and vegetarians. I'm fucking sick and hear about it, first of all. We get it. You're better than us. Okay?
Can I ask something? Earlier I talked about how I was in special ed.
Does that make you a humanitarian?
Can somebody explain to me what humanitarian is?
Oh, okay. Wait, ma'am, can you give us an explanation of humanitarian for the audience?
Those two Bill people. Computers. Bill Gates and Mother Teresa.
So we have to shit on Mother Teresa now?
All right, so the person who created the internet and the guy who fucked over Bill Wozniak. Got
okay, one of those was a woman.
Okay, I got it. I get the correlation.
I still don't know what it means.
Just like a person who does like.
You know, I hate that people create big words and then people like me don't understand them. So instead of the subject, me like being a downer on the subject, I'm just going to be a downer on big words.
Your book, I hate big words.
Yeah, I hate big words.
Our big words sad face.
I just should call the book I don't read.
I read bad.
Yeah, big words bad.
Humanitarians, okay. Humanitarians are people who do, like...
They, like, help people.
They help people.
Oh,
they do
help.
Good
they,
human
like,
things.
They, care about shit and, like, try to make the world a better place. Yeah.
You know who thought they were helping people? Hitler.
Okay. Oh, shit!
Hitler thought he was doing it. You ask him, he's like, this is a good thing I'm doing. It's true. I got all these trains and shit. It's going to be great. Humanitarians, not always good. It's subjective. Okay? You don't know. No one names Mother Teresa, Bill Gates, and Hitler in the same sentence.
No, but all those three motherfuckers
thought they were doing the best they could. You don't know. History will decide whether it's a humanitarian act or not.
That was very deep.
That was good. I like that. That
history
good.
Will decide if it was a humanitarian thing or not. That was really...
Also, I don't want to hear about... Like, we get it. We all have Facebook. I can donate. Sally Struthers is still doing a good job, right? She's out there.
She's doing her thing.
Me and her know who that is. you guys are like, is that Wilford Brimley's wife? I don't know who the fuck that is. okay. We'll do one more, guys. You know, we got one more?
Something you can't.
Love birds. Like ornithology lovebirds or like actually people who love each other?
I think people who are love. People who... We're talking about actual birds.
The literal birds.
Birds pooping all over things. Yeah. That sucks.
The problem with birds is I'm not going to be able to see them because fucking Harry's going to be hiding in the bushes trying to take pictures of the motherfuckers like a fucking creep.
And then
the police are going to be there because they heard there's a black guy hiding in the bushes with a camera and there's also some kids with whipped cream spraying all over each other. And then they're going to check my history and I might get arrested too. I don't sound like a situation I want to be in just because those birds want to bang or whatever. I don't know.
I can't complain about lovebirds. I actually like the idea because there's nothing better than shitting with your significant other out in public on somebody else's head. Like, that's my favorite relationship hobby.
I will say this. Birds are scary as shit. If birds were the size of like medium-sized dogs, we'd all be fucked. Like...
serious. There is a bird out there that lives in like South America. It only eats bone marrow. It scavenges through dead animals. Like, fuck that meat. I want that fucking marrow. Why? Because nature's scary as shit. Right. He's like,
have you seen the movie Crow?
He's like,
I've hated birds ever since the movie Crow.
With Brandon Lee?
Yeah, where he's in a room and his eyes are out and stuff. That's all I pick. Every bird. I don't give a shit if you put love in it. That guy's coming for your eyes.
Those are like old dinosaurs. Those are they're scary. Those things will fucking kill you. Even like little parakeets and shit in a cage. They look at you with those beetle eyes like... I know. You can clip my wings out, fucking choke the shit out of you. I'd take the newspaper out of this goddamn bottom of this cage. Not that Garfield, though. I like that Garfield. I read that every day. But the rest of this shit, I'll stuff it down your goddamn throat. Yeah. Birds are fucking creepy. You ever go to like Manitou, the park and shit? All those ducks and swans? Those motherfuckers are so goddamn mean.
Do they hate
them? What did we do to birds? I feel like at some point, like, birds ruled this universe and we, like made them slaves or something. Because those motherfuckers having a vendetta against us.
Do you like birds, Trass?
All I have to say is bird flu. Fuck birds.
Yeah.
Bird flu.
That's
true.
They do flu.
No, not
birds,
like that.
They're for the birds.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. All right. And we got another one? Are we good to go? Is that fun? That was.
Let's move on.
Exceptional. Didn't we already do it? All right. Exceptional cell phone. Okay.
That just means I have to talk to everybody. Yeah, fuck that shit.
Exactly. Then when my mom calls me, I have no excuse not to answer.
People are like, I know you got that text message.
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you just like recently lose your cell phone? Wasn't it a lot better like when you're like, oh my God, now I don't have to worry about people talking?
Oh, it's fucking glorious, man.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I don't talk to Traz often on the phone. I don't talk to Traz often on the phone, but when I do, I feel like he's a guy I was in like NOM with and I haven't talked to in 30 years. Because like he's telling me all these adventures he's been on. He's probably wearing a safari hat and in some crazy place.
He's always wearing a safari
and he's wearing like a leather duster without sleeves. Because you know that's what fucking Vietnam veterans wear. Like, and he's telling me some fucking crazy adventures.
Is this weird, Traz? I'm not really happy I'm your friend now. I just can't wait to be your friend when you're 70. Like, I don't know why. You're going to be the coolest... I'm 70 years there ever. You're okay now, but when you're 70, man, oh, you're gonna be
I
so
have to
fun.
Say,
you got a big roll of the dice making it 70, man.
Yeah, 70. I will say, I did know this talking about cell phone service today. I called my girlfriend today and she didn't answer, probably because she didn't want to talk to me. And I realized a great thing about her. She like has set up her outgoing voicemail message. Like I let my voicemail message. I don't even check my voicemail since like 1984. Like fucking, and she like took the time to set it up. I'm like, she's way better than all of us. You fuckers are like, who's set up their voicemail message, their outgoing voicemail message? It's just like nothing. I don't give a shit. I'm not gonna listen to any of these things. I have caller ID. Text me. Why are you calling me? Who the fuck are you? Like.
For somebody like me who's always on their phone all the time, I am so bad at getting back to people because I'm just staring at everything. This is a true story. But for example, my girlfriend, like, I don't ever answer back. I just do that for everybody. Not like I'm not just naming my girlfriend.
Not specifically her.
Not specifically her, but like.
She knows you love her.
Yeah, I hope so. I do. But a year and a half ago, which I totally understand, but I didn't text her like, hey, you know, I'm not communicating with her being like, hey, we're about to go, you know, into the mountains where there's no service. I just go into the mountains like,
no.
Who cares about communicating, right?
Pretty reasonable.
Yeah. We go in the mountains and I don't like talk to her for like 7-8 hours and she's trying to like call.
She probably thought you were dead.
Oh, she did. I pick up the phone. She's like, I was about to call the cops. And Phil Kupczynski is just like cracking up. He's like, wait, you didn't tell your own girlfriend that we were going up into the mountains for hours?
Hey, Kayla, can I get another Coors Light? Thanks. All right. Well, you know, communication is key. I don't know, whatever the fuck we're talking about. All right. I think we're good on that. Guys, let's see. What time do we got? You guys want to get into some news? Jay, you want to start your...
Jay.
Let's
see if I can figure this biz out. All right, switching. Sorry, my ass is stuck to the seat.
There you go. You got it. I'm going to turn that up. Hold on.
I'm glad that was your job this time. That was my job last time. It sucked.
Was your ass also stuck to the seat?
You know it.
It's an extra element of difficulty.
It's true, she hates old people.
I don't.
All right. Jay, what do you got for us in the news this week?
So the first one I thought was just really odd, the fact that this is a thing. So I've always felt inherently that world records are strange. Because, there are a lot of legitimate world records, but then there are world records for things that it's like, why the fuck are people doing this? Are they beating anything? Is anybody else trying to do this? So this one guy, he has just won the world record for swimming inside of a sack. So his hands and feet were bound, and they put him inside of a sack, and then threw him into water, and he swam.
You know how long? You know, I swam in a sack forever until 1982.
For like a short 9-month period. I guess you won.
I don't know how long my incubation period my dad's balls was, but I was in there in that sack for a long time swimming.
Anyways, he's 64 and he swam 3,380 meters while basically bound and gagged inside of a sack that they threw him into the water. Which I feel like,
what body
was this
of water
man
did
trying
they throw
to?
Him into?
This is in.
Oh my god!
Bobbity bop.
Macedonia's Lake.
Macedonia Lake.
It's in Eastern Europe, so that,
oh, that doesn't
makes
count.
A little more sense.
Can I ask, why do you need to be tied up and thrown into it? Are you practicing to get like kidnapped by the mob or something?
Maybe. Like, why was that a record that needed to be broken? Like, had anyone done that before?
You can have a record at anything. The record, the worst records, like, I fucking got punched in the face and had a bloody nose for 8 hours. Like, that just means you suck at life. I don't know. Like, what do you need a... They tell you
what was the previous record?
Whose record was he beating?
he beat the record.
He smashed
his
it.
Record. He's the only person who's was dumb enough to even
start
the record.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He literally did
beat a record. There was another fisherman, Gopal Kavari, who in 2013 swam 3,071 meters.
This just sounds like he beat the record at worst job not being able to commit suicide. Like, he fucking put himself in a bag, bound himself up in a body of water, and still lived. Like, good for you. You just spent 3 days not killing yourself, you fucking idiot.
I mean, I'm, like, sort of impressed, but at the same time, it's the dumbest record.
Wait, you did 5,000 meters?
Almost 4,000 meters, which is pretty good. Yeah, bound inside of a sack.
Over 2 miles, yeah.
Yeah, but I was just thinking about this.
Is that 2 miles? I don't even know.
Because the guy who had the longest fingernails, you guys have probably seen that. Yes. He's like the left hand with the crazy long fingernails. He had the world record, and he just cut his nails.
For swimming?
No, different person.
It's going to be difficult with the nails.
So
have you seen it? His nails grew out so long.
They like coiled.
They weren't like nails anymore, but they it's disgusting.
But what made me really sad about that nail guy is that despite his horrifying monster hand, he still has a wife and two children, and I'm single. I'm like, shit.
He's got a world record, Jay.
Well, fuck. I guess I'll start growing something out.
Can we just stop? Can we just stop keeping track of records? Like, I mean, at this point, nobody's like, that was a commodity when we didn't have people going to the moon and Mars and shit. Like, we weren't about to colonize other planets. It's like, it was quaint to know who did these things. Yeah. Nobody reads books. Sorry, Michael. Nobody reads books anymore.
I don't know why you're appalled. That's a great thing to me. Like, nobody reads books. Yes! I don't have to fit in anymore.
Words!
Like, who? No one is like buying that and wants to know, like, oh, what's the biggest carp that was caught this year? Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, like back then, world records used to be like something important. Like, yeah. And now it's like, how many beer cans can I smash against my head in a minute?
It's right. Just anything.
Yeah, but those were the best books as a kid, right? Did everybody read those books as a kid to get its world record?
They were great.
Yeah, those were, we would sit there and be like, oh, look how disgusting long this guy's nails are. Those were my favorite books.
The only records they keep track of anymore is like, there was one I heard about, they were going to do like the largest gangbang ever. It was going to be like in Singapore, and it was going to be like 700 people.
That's
like, oh, man. And I'm like, that's where super chlamydia comes from. Like, that's a thing now because of that.
Hopefully they didn't slip those into Guinness World Record books.
Like, A, Singapore, all the fucking diseases. B, fucking that many people genitalia banging together with who knows what kind of shit going on there.
You say 700.
700, that's like within the ballpark of, we could do that tonight.
There are not 700 people in this room.
Okay. No, it starts here. This is the scene. We all have to go out and find seven people.
Oh, okay. There you go. Wow. There you go.
Right. I just want to know whose idea that is.
Somebody, like, how did you start that? Like, hey, you guys, what if we bang 700
what
other people?
What if we bang each other?
The last, and the last record was 669.
What if we... Yeah.
Did beat that record.
That is like the best Amway scam ever. Like, that's like the best pyramid scheme ever. Like, okay, if we bang each other, then we each get two people who bang us, then they get two people who bang us. Like,
we'll get laid on the road.
That's a pyramid scheme I could get
but
down
on,
right?
But nobody becomes rich out of it. They just all have to pay for their
right.
diseases.
Yeah, you
just healthcare AZT cocktails.
That's so good.
That's how you build a true community right there. Yeah.
although, like, the ones at the top always die off before the payoff comes at the bottom. Anyway.
So
speaking of scams, we'll move on to our next story. While I was hunting for some fun news stories, I kept on coming across these celebrity, it's like, oh, this celebrity has discovered a new cure. And it was Denzel Washington and Will Smith. And I was like, what did both of them discover?
Oh, God, I can't wait. In Trump's America, what did these two black celebrities discover?
That, it was like, great.
It's
going to
be racist for sure.
They just copied and pasted their names. Like, these people did not give consent to this article. So I'll read the first one. Denzel Washington has made his name in Hollywood as a star who isn't afraid to speak his mind. However, his latest gambit has industry sponsors seething. Denzel Washington has caused a frenzy last week when he and Dr. Phil unveiled his new erectile dysfunction cure. I feel like Denzel Washington probably doesn't have erectile dysfunction.
I feel like Denzel Washington's like erectile dysfunction cure is just him sending people pictures of him.
Yeah, he's just like, look at my body. The Will Smith thing was the literal exact same paragraph down to the word. But instead of Dr. Phil, he was on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And both of them were quoted saying the exact same thing, which is something I don't think they would have said. So Denzel Washington / Will Smith said, they helped us.
Not all black people are the same, Jay, you racist son of a bitch. Jesus Christ.
Well, they are saying that they are.
No, okay.
They helped us create this product, X-Lift. X-Lift. And boy, can
like
I
a
tell you.
Sharing app.
And the phrase, and boy, can I tell you, this stuff is potent. I've tried Viagra. I've tried red ginseng. I've tried Cialis.
I just put Red Bull in.
X-Lift blows them all away. That is what was a direct quote, word for fucking word, from Will Smith and Denzel Washington.
Wait, was that on Ellen DeGeneres? Hold on. I really want to watch this episode now. I don't watch Ellen DeGeneres usually, but now I really want to watch
Will Smith talk about his dick on
While we're talking about veiled racism and Dr. Phil, has anyone else noticed, like, Dr. Phil is like the white Steve Harvey?
Okay, I can see that.
Like, they're both bald, have mustaches, wear big suits, and, like, Nobody really knows what they do, though. You're like they have talk shows. Like, I'm not really sure what you do, man. Like,
I used to be against Dr. Phil, but then I recently just watched a rap battle video with Dr. Phil rapping.
Jesus Christ!
Oh, legitimately, him.
Did anybody else watch that?
How bad?
He brought it. Oh no,
he brought it.
Really?
He brought it. Like, I'm Dr. Phil, and I'm the man. You've got medical problems, motherfucker. Doctor, I can't do it.
I'll fix them if I can.
That's pretty hot. It's pretty hot bars.
I don't know if that was a good doctor.
Young Money, Cash Money coming after him.
Well, yeah, it was pretty good. Like, after that, I was like,
sounds pretty
man,
good.
I would trust anything that guy says now.
As long as he raps it to
what
me.
What if he did his entire show in rap?
Maybe he's been hanging out with that Cash Me Outside girl too much. Yeah, on his show.
God, I would love that rap group, Cash Me Outside Girl.
Cash Me Outside.
Dr. Phil going on tour. So like what? So it was just clickbait shit. You're just on clickbait sites, right?
You had one job. It was the news.
So I was kind of drawn in because I love Denzel Washington, and then I was like, what? Will Smith and him are both on the same product. But then it said they were both the same. They were both CEOs of the company. I was like, this smells fishy.
That's where it got
there
fishy.
There are two CEOs. CEOs. And so, yeah, no, it was 100% clickbait.
You know, I'm still surprised you weren't able to become a police officer because your detective skills are amazing. Really quite, so quite astounding, Jay. Okay.
I feel like we always have one Florida article.
Oh my God. Why does all the worst shit in the world happen in either Germany or Florida?
When I saw this
like
one,
either
I was
fucking Germany or Florida, two worst fucking places in this world. It's just craziest shit happens.
When I saw this one, I couldn't resist it because it was the most Florida article I'd ever seen. Okay, so a Florida man wielding a live alligator.
Yeah. Checks out
chases
so far.
Chases people through a convenience store, demanding free beer.
Yeah, yeah, that's Florida. That's
and
Florida.
There was a video, and it was amazing.
Can you read that again, Tano?
A Florida man wielding a live alligator chased people through a convenience store, demanding free beer.
Okay, guys, listen. I don't say this often, but Florida, you're out. Puerto Rico, we need you. You're in.
Trading.
You're in. It's time. It's time. Listen, we get it. There's a lot going on there. You don't have power. Whatever. It's fine. Florida, we don't need you anymore. You've done your you're just a swampland and like an inlet for cocaine. That's all you are, Cuba. You have Florida. Like, you're giving us nothing else.
I'm against Florida. I went there during the winter and they closed down their water parks. And I'm like, you realize your winters are still as hot as our summers? Why the fuck are your water parks closed down? They're like, my God, it's cold outside. I'm like, it's 85 fucking degrees. Like, people are wearing sweaters. And did you know that? Their water parks are closed. That's so depressing.
That's insane. I didn't know
God.
That.
I just assume everyone in Florida is always wielding an alligator.
You should.
Like, that's
as
just
a safety
their,
measure.
Yeah, they're just like, you never know when I'm going to need this alligator. This is my First Amendment right to bear alligators.
So my girlfriend thinks
I got semi-automatic automatic alligators.
She's overly obsessed with them.
What?
Alligators?
We were at a fair, and like everybody was staring at her like she was insane because she's like holding this alligator like it's a baby. Like holding it like, oh, look. And like with other people, it's like wiggling around like this and like freaking out. And then while she's holding it, it's like calm, like on her like fucking shoulder right there, just calm. And she's just holding it like.
Is she the alligator whisperer? What's happening?
I think she's cheating on me with alligators. You know, fucking knows alligators. She saw me with the raccoon, and she's like, I'm going to pay you back. I'm going to go suck some alligator dick.
The shape of water was like
I'm
based
like,
on her
I'll
life.
Come after an alligator. I'll make me some shoes.
She's going to come back with a raccoon hat, just be like, fuck you.
I've watched alligator fighting videos. Oh, man. Man.
Oh, my God. So, anyways, that's the trashy Florida story. That's obligatory.
Oh, fuck Florida.
So, final story. South Korea has a new campaign that they're trying to impose on their public. And it's the first dog campaign, and it's called We're Not Food. And
wait,
so
what's the name of the campaign?
South Korea or North Korea?
South Korea, South Korea.
Oh.
So the president has adopted a dog. The dog is kind of like the new mascot, and they've been producing all of these little stuffed animals. And kind of like think of, what were those stuffed animals? Beanie Babies. So they're kind of like Beanie Babies, but they have these little tags, and it says, We're not food. And it's trying to...
Well, yeah, you don't eat a Beanie Baby. That's stupid.
No, I mean, you don't. It's trying to decrease the dog meat market in Korea. So, yeah.
Why?
That's kind of like, that's like inherently species-ist.
It is weird that we in America have decided that like dogs aren't edible, but like a cow or something is just... It's like why?
Would you eat a chicken?
Why have we decided that? Because, I mean, I like dogs, but also, you know, in India, cows are like sacred. So we eat the shit out of their gods. Which makes me feel better about myself every day. I'm like, fuck you, India.
Well, and pigs are supposed to be just as intelligent as dogs. You know, I've met some really friendly pigs, and yet, I mean, they're tasty as fuck. So if a dog tastes as good as a pig, I will eat Fido all day.
God, like, guys, there's a dog listening somewhere in here.
There is.
Dog, did that dog leave? I hope that dog left.
Slap some butter on that dog.
I'm going to go tell all these doggy friends, like, man, these people are real screwed up, dude. I don't know. I dogs are cute. Look at cats. We keep them outside because they smell like shit, and pigs smell like shit, and... Dogs, you know, they are just like.
We should only eat the ugly animals, I think. Like, let's eat the alligators and the. I don't know, what's an ugly animal?
I just heard the saddest voice come out of my girlfriend's mouth to the right. And then she's like, well, no, get the dogs first.
Yeah.
Get the dogs. Pugs are ugly. Get the pugs.
Because pigs are cute, cows are cute, dogs are
pugs
cute.
Pugs are ugly. I'd eat the shit out of a pug.
You'd eat a pug?
But that's gotta be some like retarded tasting meat though. That shit.
Leave my kind alone, please.
It just tastes like pizza.
God, that's horrible. So, man, nobody's going to listen to your podcast anymore after this.
After talking about eating dogs.
Do you hear the shit they talk about on this?
I feel like last episode we opened about which animals we'd have sex with.
Like in a metaphorical way.
Dude, mine's a turtle. Mine is a turtle. Fucking dude.
That was quick.
They would make you feel so proud of yourself. Like, God, a turtle makes you feel like you're doing a good job when you're fucking it.
That's
like,
true.
A cat makes it feel like you're attacking it. A dog is like trying to get away, but a dog just like when you fuck a turtle, dude, they go all out. They love it.
Yeah. How is a raccoon asking for a friend?
Dude, a raccoon just hisses and tries to go against it. A turtle, though.
Are we talking like a box turtle, snapping? What kind of turtle?
No, those big tortoises, man. The big tortoises.
Also tortoises.
Yeah.
So a snapping turtle?
You know, those tortoise turtles.
You know, man, like they fuck slow, but they fuck good.
Yeah.
I think a snapping turtle would be
and
the worst.
And me with being in special ed, that's the only way I know how to fuck is I only fuck slow.
Fuck slow.
God, man.
Snapping turtle would be the worst unsolicited blowjob.
Oh, yeah, God. True.
You
yeah.
just like, oh.
Dude, God, man.
This guy just finished.
I feel like this is based on experience, not imagination at this point.
I haven't fucked a tortoise, but I've seen a couple videos.
Internet.
I go to Pornhub and I just search tortoises. I just search tortoise action.
This is a real story.
Google turtle soup.
One time, Michael's like, hey, have you seen that pterodactyl porn? And I'm like,
I've seen that!
The first thing he says to me when he sees me, he's like, you seen that pterodactyl porn? And I'm like,
first time meeting
I'm like, I'm like, is like Chris Pratt in that or what's happening with that? Like,
if you haven't searched it, please search it's later. It's three guys dressed up as pterodactyls. And they're like flapping their wings, and they even have like the pterodactyl like mat, like it's this full on like the costumes were great, and it's just this.
Yeah, and there's one pterodactyl
in the back.
I don't even know how to describe this.
I've seen it many times.
It's like the deleted. What I do is I watch that while I put on the director's commentary from Jurassic Park just to hear Steven Spielberg talking about dinosaurs over this porn.
Oh my God.
God, I get off so fast.
I'm not a porn guy, but if you show me some weird ass shit, I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to look away.
Natasha, keep that in mind.
You know what's crazy? I've watched this independently of you guys. I didn't know you'd seen this. And my favorite part was when you can hear the director in the background saying, "More flapping."
Wait, what?
Jay,
did you listen?
There's a video with sound out? I haven't watched pterodactyl porn in 6 months.
Oh.
And now I'm going to have to rewatch it with sound?
You will, with sound. Because the director's like, "Flap more." And like,
you know what's the funniest part about this whole thing is there's a script out there with the words "flat more" on the script. They wrote that whole thing out. It wasn't true directing. It's just, oh, God.
Well, what kind of deposit do you think you had to put on those pterodactyl costumes? You think they got their deposit back on those?
No.
They got their mattress from Deese.
Oh, my God.
Michael, I like that you said that you hadn't watched the pterodactyl porn in 6 months. You said it like you got your sobriety chip.
No, that's not true. We watched it like 4 weeks ago.
Get back your chips.
Like,
Deez was trying to sleep. I woke him up. I was like, Deez, have you seen the pterodactyl porn?
He's like, hey, do you want to have nightmares?
Do you want to have nightmares?
You're talking shit about the dude who's like, hey, can I sleep on the bed instead of the couch? And you're waking up, have you seen pterodactyl porn?
No,
that's
dude.
So much worse.
Man, it was such a good film. Such a good, way better than Jurassic World.
Was the girl dressed up?
The Academy really overlooked it that year.
You can't have all four of them be pterodactyls. God, amateur.
That's true.
Because that's, you know, I mean, that's the only, it doesn't matter. Nobody, I don't know. I just want to know whose idea this was. That's all I want to see is somebody who's like, hey, I've got this idea.
It was one of the dudes that was getting jerked off, definitely.
Hold on, Michael. Okay, Michael, so let's do this. I love to play, how did this happen? You know, I like to, figure out how these pitches happen.
Okay.
So you be the guy pitching the pterodactyl porn, okay. And I'll be the studio guy, executive.
Okay, hey, guys.
Yeah,
guys, I brought pizza.
Pizza, okay, yeah. I mean, you do that, you're special. Yeah,
I also
cool,
brought
pizza.
Donuts and some
those
juice.
Don't go together at all, but that's fine. That's weird.
I just wanted, you know, you guys to be happy. I have an idea I wanted to pitch to you.
Good, I love you. You always have the best ideas. You know,
some people like you know, some people like alligators. You know,
some people do.
Some people have
Everyone
you ever seen Jurassic Park before?
Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park. Yeah, and Star Wars back to back. Yeah.
Okay. I think about this. Three guys. Okay,
we have three. I like it already. Three guys.
Wait,
hold on.
And one girl.
One girl. Okay.
It's
good.
The girl's just naked. Beautiful girl.
Okay.
Amazon looking. Looks like she could be any good porn.
She
has a career ahead of her. Okay.
Like she has.
She could do something way better than this film.
Amazon. Like she has Giardia. Like she lives in the Amazon.
Just gorgeous lady. Like,
oh, she's an Amazon woman. Okay, I misread that.
Film,
that's
but for some reason she really needs some money.
Yeah. She,
So this girl, and then the three guys. They're wearing pterodactyl costumes, but girl is so beautiful. The girl is very beautiful. I brought pizza.
Well, I think I misheard. I think you said you didn't. You didn't say you.
Can I do a
mascot? You mean like metaphorically pterodactyls? Like they're tearing it up. They're tearing that. Is that what you? They're.
No.
They're gonna go primal. They're gonna.
They went to Goodwill and they found three pterodactyl costumes. Left, okay. And we're going to use those pterodactyl costumes
in a separate movie, not in this. This
no.
But what about
these
this?
Three pterodactyls are having sex with this one person.
So they are. They're literally pterodactyls.
I will give you a part and let you say, "Flap your wings more."
Okay, man.
Amazing.
God, that is so. I don't even know how we got to this topic.
That was a rabbit hole.
I went from fucking turtles to this weird terror. I don't even know how we got
to this. Korea's dogs.
Oh, yep, Korea dogs.
Korea's dogs. Yeah. Anyways, that was my last news story.
Okay. Was good.
All right.
God, that was such a weird, like, we went.
Yeah, that was odd. Okay. It happens.
Thank you for having me on this podcast.
You're welcome. If we had careers, I'd say they were ruined.
Yeah, I do have a career.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. Why don't we get the issue? Let's do the last segment of the show. Jay, you want to bring us into the... Mm-hmm. So this is the final segment of the show, guys. Thanks for hanging around. It's been a good time. If you guys had fun tonight, again, we do this every week. You can find out on Dees Comedy or socialhourpod.com. So this is where we end the show, guys. And we say a lot of shit during these shows. A lot of shit that would probably cause most people to lose their jobs. Luckily, this is what we do, so fuck it. So we like to go around and say nice things about each other at the end of the show. A nice little wrap-up. You know, it feels good, right?
God, nobody warned me about this part.
You have to say nice things.
Yeah, you have to say nice things.
Have to.
I'll start. I'm going to start with Jay.
Hi,
Jay. Jay's going to be leaving the show soon.
Aww.
And because I'm firing her.
No, that's 100% on the show tonight.
No. Jay's going to be leaving the show soon. I'm actually very disappointed about that because Jay's great. Jay made the show better, and I'm dreading the day Jay leaves, but I'm happy you're going to be moving on and doing things you want to do. I wish the best for you. You always have a place for you here, but not really.
But not really. We're gonna replace you. I'm super fired.
I'm going to replace you.
Okay.
But we'll miss you when you're gone.
I'll miss you too.
Michael, we had a great time traveling on the road the last couple of weeks, and we're already planning on doing it again. It's going to be a good time. I feel like we have a great chemistry on the road. It's really fun doing shows because we have such different styles. It's like I think the crowd is, they kind of get a little bit of everything.
Culture shock.
Culture shock. They're like, this guy is weird and this other guy is
weird.
Mexican. they don't really know what to do, but it's fun. We had a good time. I look forward to doing it again. It was a cool run, man. Like I haven't gotten to get out like that for that long at a time before, and it was good. Looking forward to doing it again. Traz, I'm a little disappointed you didn't join us in Montana, even though you were there with about the same time we were.
It's because I lost all of my things. My phone, my cash, my ID, $6,000 in Bitcoins, all my most favorite crystal quartzes.
He lost $6,000 in an intangible currency.
I'm not even going to go there. Always, it's 2018. Y'all know how Bitcoins worked out. You can use them on Overstock.com.
Where they just have too much of everything.
Hey, where's Traz's compliment?
I know, right?
That was like a diss.
No, the compliment is, the compliment is that I was, I wish you would have been there because I think we would have had a great time. But I am looking forward to the next few weeks. Killing the end of summer together. We haven't really had time to hang out this summer, but we've got some plans, and we're going to rock this summer out.
We're going to tear it up.
Yeah.
Sweet. I'll go. Jay, one thing I like about you is I feel like you have a really dramatic flair to you, like sort of like in a 1920s, like vintage Hollywood sort of like feel. Yeah, you just
lovely.
Yeah. So anyways, that's really pleasant. I enjoy dealing with that. Nice. Thank you, Dees. Dees just bought us all around.
Oh, thank you, Dees.
Oh, hey, thanks. Oh,
you're so sweet.
Michael, man, I really appreciate you. I think you got like a really innocent spirit. I think that we should hang out and try to get in trouble sometime.
You got that lady over there.
Natasha, what do you say?
When she's not in the room, ask me, okay?
No. Can we hang out sometime? Can we do some weird shit?
Can we go to Fred's in Montana?
She's not saying yes.
Yes, I would love that.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll sneak away one weekend. We'll definitely go to Fred's.
Perfect.
Did you guys go there by any chance?
No, she doesn't even know what Fred's is, but no. Oh, she knows what Fred's is.
Oh, she knows what Fred's is.
No, we it was discussed, and I'm like, there's no way this is happening.
Fred's is the worst strip. Okay,
it's worst. Literally my favorite strip club in America.
I'm socially awkward, and I try to look away.
Okay, real quickly, I'm going to, hold on, before,
we can still hang out, though.
Before Traz compliments me, years ago at Fred's when I lived in Montana, and this is the shittiest strip club ever. It's like, it's half hotel, half strip club, half gas station. It's terrible. And then they painted it, and it was just terrible still.
The cover charge is a drink.
I went,
which is very reasonably priced.
I went there on like a Tuesday afternoon because some friends of mine were there, and they convinced me to come meet them. And there was a young lady who had several C-section scars dancing. And I was not entertained. I'm just sitting there kind of meandering around. And she's like, oh, what's the matter, honey? You don't like this? I'm like, whatever. I'm not really into this thing. And she goes, oh, I got something that'll entertain you. She goes backstage, and she comes back out with a bottle of lotion. It's about this big, you know, with the cap on the bottom, one of those bad boys.
He's holding up a Coors.
Okay. She sits it down on the stage, and she starts dancing around it. She then proceeds to lower herself onto it and stand back up, and it was gone. She's magic, like David Cockerfield, like fucking magic.
And then she pulled a rabbit out of her.
She goes. She leans back on her back and starts doing the craziest Kegels ever and spraying lotion at me out of her fucking vagina. That was the weird. I'm like, this is.
So did you get rid of your ashy elbows?
Yeah, that's a really nice stripper.
I'm like, this is the weirdest / best fucking carnival show I've ever been at. But that's Fred's. That's a good day at Fred's, guys.
Jesus.
I can't go. Me and Natasha, she tried to take me to one in New Orleans, and I literally sat there awkward, turned away.
They're
and
terrible.
She was like, Michael, go put a dollar down. I was like, no, thank you.
All right. Anyway, Traz, you go ahead.
Yeah, compliment D.
I was going to say, I've been to those New Orleans strip clubs, too. And I've been to Fred's, and Fred's is definitely my favorite. Because the girls are like, they actually have to work. Like, it's like life or death, you know what I mean? They might not make it through the Montana winter.
That's true.
I think you still got Deez left.
Yeah, Deez. I love the opportunity that you create for people. Pretty simple. Road trips, comedy events, podcasts, free drinks, brewery tours, cider tours, Fred's. all these things are things that you've brought into people's life, and I think that's amazing, man.
Thank you. I like to bring Fred's to everyone I can. So, free drinks. Yeah.
Free drinks. Boop,
boop. Next round's on Mike.
Awesome. I'll leave right now. No. I'll start with Jay over here.
Hi.
Jay, I love watching you perform. I honestly do. Like, at first, you guys don't know, but Jay was just doing stand-up, and then when I saw her audition for improv, I was like, man, she could do good in any arts form she wanted to. And watching you...
You should see her decoupage.
Yeah.
Fucking
amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well,
so good.
It is. Well, I mean, watching her improv is... You're very easy to work with on stage, and that's one of the most important things. Traz, you are literally one of the nicest guys I've met. Like, anytime I come in, I'm like, oh, God, that is somebody you can easily talk to, and you're not just being nice. Yeah. You're actually listening.
Dude, that means a lot. Thank you. You know? Cheers, man.
Yeah. And then that was my turn. I'm just kidding. I had so much fun that week. Deez, honestly, I think right now in Spokane is one of the people who are making the most opportunities for comics. I really truly believe that. There's not many people who are booking as much as Deez right now. Yeah, you better fucking clap. You know how much money he made me in that week? Oh, God, I loved it so much, and I spent it all on gambling. That's all on gambling.
Do you know how much money Deez made on you that weekend?
No, it was fun, and I'm super excited to see the other shows we book, and hopefully in the next year, it's just what we're doing full time.
Yeah, really, it was crazy. We actually had to turn down a bunch of gigs.
Yeah,
because we got booked up. So like when we go back, they're gonna.
I had three gigs like message me back and like, hey man, we would love to have you. And then I go, Deez, oh they want us, and he goes, oh I already booked those 3 days.
Yeah, damn, like, tell them to fuck off.
Yeah.
And next time when we call them, they better book us faster.
Yeah. Bum, bum. We're gonna ask for more money. Yeah. And pizza.
More money and pizza.
And pterodactyl. We want to watch it on TV.
I want pterodactyl right. porn on a loop in my hotel room.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Michael first. Michael, I love working with you. You are such an amazing improviser, a stand-up comedian, a musician. You are a triple threat. And seriously, I love working with you. I love watching you. And I'm so excited to see your future because I know you're going to go places. Oh, you've got a big future, man. Trez, oh my god, I'm also very excited for you. This crazy man he has adventures coming up. He's going to be a Puerto Rican real estate mogul with two girlfriends.
What?
That's just your. What? I've seen it in the tea leaves.
I prefer disaster capitalist.
So just
talk about my love life.
Yeah, save some money, man. Come hang out with me in Asia. It'll be really fun.
All right.
Wait, you're going to Asia?
Yeah, I'm moving to Vietnam in October, which is why I'm leaving the show.
Yeah.
Deez, thank you so much. Honestly, I have loved this last year being on the show with you three. It truly feels like the best dynamic. I feel like the three amigos with you guys. I love working with you. I'm really going to miss you guys. And if you ever need a place to crash in Vietnam, come hang out with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to need that.
Okay.
I think we talked about bird flu earlier, so I'm good on the Vietnam.
But sex tourism.
Oh,
Jesus.
They have hotels with vending machines for sex.
Oh my god.
Sex tourism. I like that's like the most PC way to say that. It's like, hey, you know 16-year-olds that are forced to get blowjobs for no money? Sex tourism.
I heard they have tortoise outfits there, so I'm definitely visiting Vietnam.
Hey, if I find a raccoon, I'll send him your way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's going to be it for us tonight. We thank you guys for coming out. If you like what you saw, you had fun, tell a friend. We do the live podcast about every 6 weeks here, but we do some here every single Sunday at 8 p.m., so come check it out, guys. Always comedy here. Go to deezcomedy.com. Check out the calendar. There's lots of events coming up, and check out the new episodes of the podcast. Every single Wednesday, you can find myself, Traz, and Jay. New guests all the time. Oh, and by the way, August 16th at the Spokane Comedy Club, the Social Hour After Dark, my live talk show. Michael's going to be on that also. Michael's on that too. It's Spokane's own late night talk show. It's a good time. Come check that out too. If you want tickets, let me know. I'll get you some free tickets. How about that? Okay, guys. For Social Hour, I am Deez, and for Jay and Traz and Michael.
Later.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys very much for coming out.
Bye.
Give it up yourselves. You guys have a good evening.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!